Caffeine, from Simple English Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia that anyone can change. Caffeine is a drug, or chemical, that is found in plants. In large amounts, it can kill humans and other animals. Even small amounts can kill some animals, such as dogs. Contents. 1. Where caffeine is from. 2. What caffeine is. 3. What caffeine is used for. 4. Problems with caffeine. 5. How much caffeine is safe. 6. References. Where caffeine is from. Caffeine is the main drug that is in coffee. Coffee comes from a tree. The seeds of the tree are roasted to make coffee. Caffeine comes from other plants also. It is found in guarana, yerba mate, cacao, and some plants used to make tea. The plants use caffeine as a pesticide. This is a chemical that kills insects if they eat the plant. It is the way the plant protects itself. It is called guaranine when it comes from the guarana plant, and theanine when it comes from a tea plant. It is called mateine in the mate drink. This drink is an infusion made with yerba mate. What caffeine is? Caffeine is a stimulant drug. A stimulant is a drug that increases body actions like heart rate, blood pressure, and metabolism. It makes a person feel more awake and alert. Caffeine also is a diuretic. This means it makes a person make more urine, the waste liquid a person makes. The caffeine chemical is called a xanthine alkaloid. This is a group of chemicals that are stimulants. Some xanthine alkaloids, like theophylline, are used to help asthma. What caffeine is used for? The biggest use of caffeine is as a stimulant. People drink coffee and other drinks with caffeine to stay awake. Doctors sometimes use caffeine as a medicine. It is used for headaches, head pain. It is sometimes used to help premature, born very early, babies to breathe. The short-term risk of this treatment seems to be that the babies treated gain less weight than usual. In the beginning, caffeine was found to relieve hunger, so it was used for weight loss. That did not last because people were using too much. Caffeine can be a very dangerous drug when not used in the right way. Caffeine also has medicinal properties. It is used in many over-the-counter medicines, such as Excedrin, Midol, and Anacin. When combined with other analgesics, caffeine can help to alleviate headaches and cramps. Problems with caffeine. The largest problem with caffeine is addiction. This is when people get bad symptoms when they do not have the drug. When people have withdrawal, feel bad because they do not have the drug, they drink more. This makes them feel better, but if they cannot get more, they are likely to feel some of the symptoms listed below. Headache, being tired or need to sleep, feeling irritable, and nausea, feeling like vomiting. Caffeine can also hurt people if they drink very much at once. If someone takes very much of a drug at once, it is called an overdose. Caffeine overdose is a medical diagnosis. It is called caffeine-induced organic mental disorder, or caffeine intoxication. People with this can have these symptoms. Very bad feelings like paranoia, feeling as if people are about to hurt the person, restlessness or nervousness, with the person feeling like he cannot sit down or rest, anxiety, very bad worry, muscle movements that cannot be stopped, very fast heart rate, abnormal heart rhythms, even heart stopping, very high blood pressure, vomiting, and confusion, not knowing who the person is or where he, she is. There is a picture showing two spider webs here. Beneath the picture, it says, "Caffeine is a problem for spiders." The image above shows a spider web which was woven by a normal spider. The image below shows a web of a spider that had received caffeine. How much caffeine is safe? 250 to 300 milligrams of caffeine a day is a moderate amount. This is as much caffeine that is in 3 cups of coffee, 8 ounces each cup. More than 750 to 100 milligrams a day is dangerous. But people who drink more coffee every day can drink more without getting sick. The lethal dose 50 of caffeine is 192 milligrams per kilogram in rats. In humans, it is between 150 and 200 milligrams per kilogram. Caffeine is in many drinks and foods. This is approximate amounts of caffeine in some food and drink. Brewed coffee, 40 to 220 milligrams in a cup. Instant coffee, 30 to 120 milligrams in a cup. Decaffeinated coffee, with much caffeine taken out, 3 to 5 milligrams in a cup. Tea, 20 to 110 milligrams in a cup. Soda drinks with caffeine, 36 to 90 milligrams in 12 ounces. Milk chocolate, 3 to 6 milligrams in an ounce. Bittersweet chocolate, 25 milligrams in an ounce. 1 ounce, abbreviated OZ, is 30 milliliters. A cup is 8 ounces, 240 milliliters. References. 1. Caffeine Therapy for Apnea of Prematurity, from the New England Journal of Medicine, Volume 354, Number 20, pages 2112 to 21, by Schmidt B., Roberts R.S., Davis P., Doyle L.W. et al. This article belongs to the categories Very Good Articles, Chemical Compounds, and Medicine. This version of the page is from January 1st, 2008. The text of this article is available under the terms of the GNU Free Documentation License. See copyrights for details. The audio recording of this text is also available under the terms of the GNU Free Documentation License. Wikipedia is a registered trademark of the Wikimedia Foundation, Inc., a U.S. registered 501c3 tax-deductible nonprofit charity. This page is on the internet at http://simple.wikipedia.org/wiki/caffeine. Caffeine is spelled C-A-F-F-E-I-N-E.